Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Ani.
And this is Not Okay Cupid, where I take Ani through the tumultuous, I don't know. Will we ever get there? Dating world.
A place that could...
2020.
Yeah, a place that could possibly be good if we make it through the pandemic.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
It's been almost 2 years of this podcast.
That's crazy.
In January, it will be 2 years. So.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We recorded our first episode in January of 2018.
Katie.
I mean, 19.
That's nuts.
I know.
I'm floored by that right now. I don't know why.
I'm floored that we're not more famous.
I think we're doing okay. Listen, we have albeit tiny base.
Yeah, we appreciate our fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And our fans are fucking awesome. I can't even really say the word fans, like, and be realistic about it. I would say friends. We have a lot of friends, you know?
Yeah,
But it's been a blast, and to be honest, it's been the only thing that has gotten me out of this house and put any kind of lipstick on me in a really long time, so I appreciate it.
I hear you. It's tough to date in this climate. Like, you know, I can imagine it's, the world is about to end, you know? So, like...
And has also... at the same time become very boring in terms of what are you doing these days? Nothing.
But like, talk about a legit cuffing season. Like, this cuffing season is the cuffing season of them all.
Yeah.
Because people are trying to lock it down before this next quarantine,
you know? You're right about that.
So, I don't know. But so what's going on with you? Have you been out on any dates or anything?
You know, I started talking to one guy for a little while there who's actually... seemed okay. He did ask, like, when he wanted to hang out, but unfortunately my birthday was this weekend, like the whole birthday party. Unfortunately for the date is what I mean. And so we haven't had a chance to really set anything in stone because shortly after the party I was hungover for 5 days.
Same. Yeah. Solid 5 day hangover.
Like, this is 39. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is what happened.
I mean, that party was last Friday.
Uh-huh.
It is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still
barely back, I would say, today.
I've been better.
Uh-huh.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's
but
really...
I will say it was epic.
Uh-huh.
So fuck it.
Yeah,
you
fuck
know?
It.
It was worth it.
Fuck
it was worth it.
It. It was great. I lived my life. I had a blast, you know, I had good friends.
Fun.
I felt very much like the love and I had a great time. It was totally worth all the pain after.
Yeah. And I will say, like, at the end of the day, when like dating is hard and you get sad, it's nice to just like look up at the friends around you and go like, you know what? Like, I've got a pretty fucking awesome life. Like, so I don't know. That's kind of how I try to look at things.
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it. It's a really great way.
But
speaking of...
I know. Sorry. I don't know why I said it like that. Like, so obnoxious. Go ahead, Ani.
We have one hell of a fucking interview today.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have, like, a lot of male fans of the show. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love bringing on... dudes to interview.
I do too.
You know?
I think I like that. I feel like that's our good deed. Like, that's our one good deed is that, like, or at least the good deed of the podcast, the good work that it's doing out there in the world is that I, for some reason, it's like, yes, us as women, we can all sort of commiserate and not feel alone in our feelings and the way that we like approach dating or what happens to us in dating. All of that is amazing and great and wonderful. I fucking love that dudes are listening to this and going, that's what they're fucking talking about? That's how they're thinking about this whole thing? Because, like, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely.
It is. And I will say we have a lot of women friends that are like, you guys are talking about everything I'm thinking, everything I'm saying. So, like, dudes, listen to the podcast. It'll help you be a better dater.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. It'll help you be less of a Chad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Less
I
don't of a, like Chad, a Chad, more of a Jake, you know? You know, ooh. Jake, like, God, Jake understands Jake. You, you know? He's
Jake does.
Yeah.
He's like tall, mm-hmm. dark.
Mm-hmm.
Jake. Like a
does it try four letter hard? Name. Yeah. Mm-mm. Immediately Mm-mm. is well, eye banged by every woman
but tries
when he walks in.
Enough. It tries enough so that you feel wanted.
Ugh. God right? damn, I love Jake.
I love Jake too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're also hungover, so.
That is true. But so we have my so I actually know who's the person we're going to be interviewing via yep. my friend Dan, who mm-hmm. was my one of my best friends when I was in Austin. Loved him to death, and he was friends with. But mm-hmm. the fact that he was listening to this podcast, I was like, "What the fuck? That's fucking awesome. Awesome!" You know, and the yeah. interview's even better. I know everyone's gonna enjoy this one.
I loved it. Yeah. I can't stop thinking about it. That's why I've been like, "Ani, we gotta get this episode out. It's so good."
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited for everyone to hear this.
Yeah. Shall we get into it?
Yeah. So with that, this is our interview.
Enjoy.
Okay, so here we are. We have a great interview today. Is with us, and he reached out to Ani. And to be totally honest, I don't know what I'm in store for today, but Ani tells me that that there are some good stories to be told. And I will say, like, Ani and I were talking about how we have a lot of male listeners who really enjoy a lot of the dating stories. Yes. So I think this is, like, a really nice time to have you on, and thank you so much for coming on our little podcast.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So, can you give us the lowdown first, yeah. sort of starting of like who you are? I you know, we know each other through friend of a friend kind of thing. But you're in Austin, which, by the way, best city in my opinion.
All right.
So, I'm very interested to hear about like the sort of dating world in Austin in general. But give us the lowdown, like, where are you at right now? Are you in a relationship? Are you not? Like, what's the haps?
I am not. That's with, like, asterisks on it.
what does that mean?
As in, I have relationships, I suppose, that you should say, but, like, am I dating someone? No. Am I, like, in a relationship? No.
You're not dating one person specifically.
Yeah.
Understood. I'm okay.
Living the vida loca for sure.
Yeah. You do you. You do you.
Because, but just a little bit of background. I got divorced maybe about July of last year.
Oh, okay. Wow. So over a year ago.
So I've been over a year, and I jumped straight into the apps.
Okay. Like, and how old are you? Like, how long have you married?
I was involved with that woman for 20 years.
But it sounds like you guys were together young and, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's a, and just to keep focused on the dating part. Like, so right after the divorce, I went friggin' nuts and I was like, okay, I'm getting on the apps right now.
Uh-huh. Like, kidding the candy
yes,
store.
We're doing this. Yeah, I'm like, we're doing this now. Like, so, and then, first couple of times I met somebody, went fairly well, and actually started dating somebody for a little bit. And that sort of, it didn't go sideways, but it's like, okay, like we both agreed, oh, this is just too soon. So,
yeah. I have a question.
Sure.
How was
sure,
like
course.
your first date, like right out of the gate? Were you nervous? Okay. Like,
no, I was overly confident and it went really well.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's great.
I feel like sometimes like, because I think I've said it before, like sometimes I feel like, oh, if you do well on dating apps, you're a bad person, and like, oh, I did really well for a little bit, so maybe uh-huh. Like,
uh-huh. I don't think you're a bad person. I just think it just means you like you're good at meeting people. Like, you know, there's different ways you can look at that. So
I actually think that, like, and it's a curse. It's the ultimate sort of catch 22 of guys who've been married is that they have a sense of themselves, right? Because mm-hmm. you've been in a relationship, you didn't have to worry about what other people thought of you or how you're supposed to act and all that bullshit, right? So you have a sense of yourself. You're comfortable with who you are, which is super attractive to other women, and why sort of married men, you're like, God damn it. Like, I want that guy. But what you don't realize is that guy also is kind of relaxed into himself. He's not out there sort of trying to like impress other ladies and all that stuff, which is where the douchiness tends to come out of.
Yeah.
So I can see why you were like super confident going into dating, because you were kind of just like you at that point. You know what I mean? And it was
yeah, you
world.
Had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You, just fun.
You got that one right on the head there.
Yeah.
Because it was like a rubber band snapped back, and it was just kind of like, okay, here I am. It's like, and I didn't bother with any sort of like guile or kind of lines or you know, trying or being dishonest about anything. So it was just kind of like, yeah, this and this, if you don't like it, okay, bye. Like,
yeah, really,
yeah. So the first date I had, like right after, you know, things were like settled down, it was someone I had previously known that reconnected with, and we went to a bar and we had a lovely conversation, and it was sexual and, you know, emotional chemistry right off, and that's the person I ended up dating.
That's amazing. That was the first person right out the gate.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome, because at least it wasn't like knocked you back and you were like, what am I doing? Like, it really
what have I done?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So, but you were kind of like, okay, well, this is, I can't just pick one person immediately and jump into another relationship. You kind of paused.
I think it is very, very much to do with like maturity level, because I'm in my 40s. I'm not like, you know, wasn't a kid, and, you know, it's just like, and when you go out here, you realize the sex part is the easy part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the actually getting to know someone who's worth a damn is the hard part.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because, you know, that relationship just, you know, that relationship, well, it was like, you know, 4 or 5 months or something like that. And we broke up and they got back together. Yeah. Yeah, we actually broke up and got back together, and then broke up again. And the last time, it took. So she got tired of my shit. That's fine.
By the way, I love that. Like, we can all understand at this point that's how breakups happen. It's like, oh, the first one didn't take. It's like fucking putting a new organ in your body. You're like, that breakup didn't take. We're gonna have to try again.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, so you get you're sort of now out of this 4 or 5 month relationship. That means that you've only been really online dating, like out there, for like the last 6 months or so then, right? 6-7 months?
Well, I never like got off the app. Like, even when we were dating, we had sort of like a, you know, kind of not an open thing, but definitely like, okay, we're still kind of looking around.
Dating around.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So, because, you know, we weren't living together, we both didn't want to jump into some, you know, big committed relationship. So we're just kind of like, oh, hey. And I was very open about it, and very, you know, because it was in me to annihilate jealousy altogether. Mm-hmm. 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 So I'd totally, hey, show me the dudes that on your thing.
Oof, that's weird. I mean, I'm not judging you, but I'm like, wow, if someone said that to me, I would be like,
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
It depends on how you're coming into it, though. Because if you are coming into it with an understanding of like, I really like you, but guess what? I really don't want to only date one person right now.
That's fair. If you're in the casual bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in that casual bucket and you're like, we're just having fun and it's more of a rapport, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I take that back.
That's definitely where it was. Yeah, it was definitely like, okay, we're in the casual bucket. I like that.
Sets up in a really smart way. It also sets up what your expectations are out of this. Because I think that if she was weirded out by that, right, then it says that she is looking for more, right? That she is looking for a more committed relationship. And
that was my first reaction. Was like, oh, that he's saying to her, I don't care that you're looking at other guys, because I clearly don't want you. But it sounds like you guys had established casual. So I'm on board now.
I think it was more reaction to my old relationship, where I'm just like, I'm just, you know, just jealousy is just not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
That
but that's just me. I mean, that's
yeah. No, good. And if you communicate, that's fucking great, you know?
Yeah. So, but to the more interesting date stuff that happened, like a little Ooh. Bit after that.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah, because that's when it started to get dark.
Okay.
I
can't wait. Ani and I love dark.
So the honeymoon of the dating world has now ended. And now you've reached the dark trenches that the rest of us have to deal with on a daily basis. Is that what you're saying?
For sure. For sure. Because really the first time is like, okay, like first couple of dates with somebody, hey, that was good. The worst date up until then I had so far was like stand up. But she stood me up and it's like, well, that's not really a date. That's not really a date. That's just wasting, that's just me buying a beer alone at a bar. But,
right.
Oh, did she tell you she wasn't coming or?
Oh, she kept putting it up. It was one of those things. I showed up at the bar like 10, 15 minutes early. And it's like, okay, she's not here yet. Okay, I'll give her a little time. 15 minutes later, hey, I'm on my way. It's like, oh, you're not.
she texted and said she's on her way and she didn't show up. That's more fucked up. That's way more fucked up.
20 minutes later, it's like, okay, I'm just stepping out the door. Like, and just the way she wrote it, it's like, oh, you're not. Because I personally picked a bar close to her house and I was like, oh, just waiting for it. Like, okay. Like, I'm on my way. Like, and then I just say, never mind. And that was it. I wasn't even, really hurt by it. I was like,
Yeah, because you hadn't met, so you didn't
know. Yeah, so it was like, there wasn't like a big emotional investment. It was more like,
exactly.
Just like, because Austin has a problem with flakiness. I don't know.
It's a nationwide problem, I would say.
Yes, the flaky. That's the first money. That's the first charity I'm giving money to. Uh-huh. So,
Flake International. Yeah, but I will say Austin in particular is like I would because of the laid back quality of like the personality of the city is to be super laid back. That like I can see people going, it's not a big deal if I don't show up to this date, you know?
Yeah, or make me wait like almost a half hour. Like in my old age, I have very little patience. Like maybe when I was 21, I would have waited an hour, but like at 40 something, like half hour best. Bye.
That half hour we could be watching NBC Nightly News. That's the first thing I can think of.
Katie's so angry about missing E.
I was telling Ani the other day that I don't watch those Entertainment Tonight, that stuff, but sometimes I'll be watching Lester Holt, the Nightly News, and it'll just come on. It catches you. And suddenly I'm watching Mario Lopez and I'm like, I didn't mean to watch this, but
I did that yesterday. I watched some report on who the actors on The Boys are dating, and I'm like, wait, why am I watching this?
And it's because I was watching the news. Innocent.
Uh-huh. It just slips in. Yeah, I'll but go play some Maddow, some really in-depth, investigative reporting, and then it's like,
it's incredible.
Yes, but
the Scarlet Witch has a British boyfriend. Okay, I need to know that.
That's good for her. Right, but good for her.
She point deserves. Being, there's better ways to spend half an hour than waiting for our date.
Yes. Yes.
But in a general sense, do you think though that Austin has a good dating scene? Like you said, around your 40s or so, and Austin is definitely college town. So what is it like to be in your 40s and be dating in Austin? Yeah. Does it feel good? Do you feel like you have options?
I feel like I'm stuck in sort of this little gray area because, there's plenty of people in my age group to be dating, and I've dated mostly age-appropriate people. Mm-hmm. I think the youngest person I dated was 29.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask what your swing was, how low and how high you go.
When I put on the thing, I think it was 25 to 45.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big swing.
I think the oldest person I dated was 53.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a date.
Yeah. That's fair though.
Yeah.
That's a fair number. Mine is like right around 50 is the highest, and the lowest is 34. I think it's where I've realized that I don't think about my age difference at that point. Anything younger than that, I'm like, son of a bitch. You don't understand any of my Urkel references, and this is not going to work.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of that of just like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, because, yeah, I'm old and nerdy and referential and, like, yeah.
They don't get your deep cuts, yeah.
They don't get my deep cuts, for sure. Like, yeah. I think I mentioned Smokey and the Bandit the other week, and, like, someone gave me, like, a funny look, like, what? What's that? Like, oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's the Bandit.
We're getting old.
I know.
It's happening,
there's
guys.
There's only, like, so long I can reference that movie Mac and Me before, like, oh, fuck yeah. People are, like... I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So, like...
So it got dark. Okay. Back to
this. This is... Yeah. I'll tell the, like, stories in a row, and that's basically, ooh, you know, to finish off, like, when we decided to be done with apps.
God, I can't wait.
So the first one was a bit of an older woman, and like I said, when I got onto the dating app, I kind of put, hey, open for anything, let's party, whatever.
That's right.
So, that was my bad. Mm-hmm. So I think I've dated maybe 4 or 5 married women, because poly is like a huge thing here in town.
Okay. So, like, they say that on their profile, that they're open and you're cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So I'm like, okay, like, yeah.
Well, it makes sense, because you're not looking for a relationship.
Yeah,
so I was like, perfect. Yeah,
it makes sense. Yeah,
I'm gonna be your side piece. Might as well just be honest about it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And but like, the way the world is presented is like, oh, you'll be dating, you know, you'll be in a full fledged relationship with somebody who is in a full fledged relationship with somebody else. That was kind of my understanding going in.
Yeah, that was my, like, understanding.
You know, I would have looked at it as like that person. So say it's a girl, a woman. She has a husband or a boyfriend, and mm-hmm. you just provide supplemental sex. Is that not the case?
That's,
I was later
marriage.
To find that out.
That's an open marriage. There's a difference. Oh. That's an open marriage versus poly is that you have full relationships.
A relationship.
With different people. Yeah.
That was my understanding going in. And I think I put in, like, oh, open to polyamorous if that's your thing. Yeah, okay. just kind of broadly. But that was my understanding of it, you know, mm-hmm. as in obviously didn't want to be just a side piece. So, like, oh, hey, let's get to know each other. Let's chat. Like, hey, maybe I'll be your boyfriend too. Yeah.
You're in the rotation. Yeah.
I'm in the rotation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I saw this one woman, and it was extremely provocative picture. She was, like, you know, bent over, like, in a nightclub or something like that.
Ooh,
and, like, it was like, okay, like, this, and she contacted me on, I believe it was Tinder. And, you know, we started chatting, and it was fairly straightforward. And she was like, well, I'm married and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of want to go out this, I got, like, this week free because my husband's out of town. Do you, like, want to get together? It's like, okay. It was very simple, straight ahead. Mm-hmm. And, and her thing said, like, kink positive and stuff like that. And it was like, okay, I kind of get that because I'm still sort of.
Kink positive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that.
Yeah, and it was
kind of what we always talk about on this show, like, just let your freak flag fly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that was
okay. Kink positive, I dig that. Okay. Yeah,
and mine would take kink positive minus clowns.
Yeah,
no juggalettes.
No juggalettes.
Unless you have a shower.
Yeah,
yeah. But in my mind, I thought I had, like, pervert stuff down. And then and through all this, I found out, oh, I am completely vanilla. I thought I was, you know.
Oh, okay, this is gonna get good. Okay, go on.
Yeah,
go on.
I thought I was king of the nighttime world. I am not.
Turns out you are a near mortal.
Yes. So we go and we have a nice day at this little pizza joint, and we sit around. And the conversation is fairly standard. Like, hey, you know, I work in this. I work in that. Blah,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, we're sitting there, and we finally get to the, like, oh, to the kink stuff. I'm like, oh, so you said you were kink positive, like, so where does your stuff lie? And then she started going into a litany of, like, a laundry list of shit. I was just like, oh, Oh,
can you give us like the highlights?
Yeah,
because it started to go down the list. So it's like, okay, it started with light she goes, well, I go from light to heavy BDSM. Yeah.
Okay.
Blindfold, ropes. I'm like, oh, ropes. And then like she shows me a picture on her phone.
Oh, wow.
Of her being suspended in a sex swing, being flipped around while peeing.
Wait.
She's peeing?
Yes.
It's a video?
Yes.
That she pulls up on her phone.
That she pulls up on her phone and shows me.
Who took the video?
Whoever. Good question.
And also, when she scrolled through to that, were you like looking to see the landscape around that photo to see if there was any other photos around it that would give an indication of what the fuck like happened?
There was plenty of like just straight up adult stuff.
Content. Oh, she had a folder. She had an album.
She has a folder. This was just a Wednesday for her. This was not.
Wow.
I really hope this date was at Applebee's.
Yeah.
It was at a pizza joint.
That's right. Okay, you're having pizza. You're watching this woman urinate on herself in a sex swing.
Yeah.
Was it edited or was it
it was very short.
Raw video.
It was very short, raw video. Yeah.
Was she peeing?
Yes. She was peeing.
On who?
On herself.
No, she was just peeing like in the air.
Oh.
How?
She was a fountain. So.
Okay, she's in a sex swing. She's spread and pink.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I sort of drop it at that point.
I'm visual. I am just picturing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there was a couple of other things that got brought up. What was
Come
it?
Come on.
Give us some more. Come on. I want to hear how weird it gets.
And she brought up, there was a name for it, but it was like, it's basically cutting.
Oh.
Like little razor bait cuts while you're doing it.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like, that's why I said.
Paper
like,
cuts?
No, like little razor blade cuts.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
That's what I said. So I kind of drop it at that point. I was like.
was that the freakiest one? I don't have the
words. That I remember, yeah, because I was in the same thing. Just a little bit of shock, just like, wait, whoa, okay, like, yeah, she's working at, you know, at Scion level here. I'm just like, okay.
Do you think she was trying to shock you?
It worked. Yeah. She was. Yeah, yeah. So, because I sort of dropped it at that point. I was like, oh, well, no. And I was trying to play cool.
And then you immediately were like, you like pepperoni, or are you more of like a mushroom and cheese lady?
I love
the moment, and I feel like if you haven't experienced it, then you haven't searched the internet long enough. But I do love the moment when you're watching porn and you go, "What's this?" And then it just goes too far, and you're like, "I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. That's... I'm done." And I can imagine that's the moment where you guys are both having this like sexy conversation, and things are kind of heating up, and you're trying to learn about each other, and she's saying all these like sexy things, and then she presents to you the video of her peeing in a sex swing.
I have another question about that, like,
of course.
Like, was it like a playground swing or like a sex swing?
No, it was a sex swing.
Okay. And then could you see her vagina because she was peeing? Okay. Yes. So you at that point saw everything. She was naked.
Yeah, like, yeah, there was no real.
Okay.
Well, like I said, yeah, because I think I overhyped myself about how much I like kink, and I was like, oh shit, nigga. maybe I don't.
Like, I will take you and raise that to a razor level.
Yeah. So.
God damn! Imagine having sex with someone and then having to fucking bandage yourself up after. Like that sounds awful.
That's amazing.
So that's pretty dark. Let me finish the story.
Oh,
so we weren't really done with that evening. So we go back to the parking lot, and I'm still thinking. I mean, she kind of made it clear, like, oh, we don't have to do any of this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like she's like, oh, like this is, you know, yeah, this is blah blah blah. We go back out. We're walking back to the parking lot. And we have like we're having like a light makeout.
Uh-huh.
And like by her car and stuff, and then the subject comes back up again. And here comes the time where she starts to tell me about, like, you know, oh, it's not so bad, you know, it's kind of nice, it's kind of warm, and it depends on what the guy is eating, it kind of tastes good.
Wait. Two steps back. Is she talking about you?
At this point, she's talking
now.
Yeah, she's trying to get me to want to do it.
PR.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like,
wait, how? Okay, so you guys are walking out of the pizza place? You're like, that pizza was so good, and she goes, you know what else is good?
When he eats. Pineapple.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But we're, like I said, we were kind of in a kind of a makeout.
Yeah,
yeah. And she's, you know, and like, I don't know exactly what I said, but it was more like, oh, that kind of led back to that kind of conversation, and then she kind of went into the virtues of it,
uh-huh. Like the health benefits.
Yeah,
the pros, in other words. You know,
okay.
Number one, sterile, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Number one, sterile.
Emergency jellyfish relief.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one.
Like it. Yeah, that's the first thing she said. Like, it's sterile. You know,
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. It is. That I do know. All I looked that up once.
Yeah, it is. It could be.
Okay.
Didn't you watch Survivor Man? It's used to treat wounds. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. I'm kink positive. Okay.
Okay. But then I got the impression she wanted to do it right then and there.
I get that impression too. We were by the fact that she's talking about it in a parking lot while making out with you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was she doing the pee-pee dance? Like,
she didn't want to pee on me. She wanted me to pee on her.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. So I was just like, but we kind of got off the subject and said, she said she had to go. We'll have another date.
Okay.
She saw some the fear time. In your so, eyes is what happened. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. Postscript. We actually did have another date.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course you did. Come on.
Of course you did. Of course I did. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like,
Jesus.
Because I thought, yeah. And like, I drank like a lot to get ready for that one.
You hydrated.
Anyway. Not
you
like
drank
that.
Only
anyway.
Malibu and rums just to make sure that I got good for her later.
Tasted like a pina colada.
No, but. This date, she was much more aggressive, just started making out with me the second I got to the bar.
Oh.
Like, you know, wanted to get out of there.
Bar.
Yeah, we had like one drink and she's like, let's get out of here. Like, and I was like, just kind of steeling myself, thinking, okay, I'm prepared for this. I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
Did you have a chat with yourself in the mirror before you?
Yeah, totally. Just like, what have you become?
You can do this, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you can do this, buddy.
And I couldn't.
Like, you couldn't?
We got back to my place, and she brought out like a big mat from her purse.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yes.
Like a plastic raincoat.
Yep,
she had a raincoat. Oh,
and
my
tarp.
God!
And I was done. I was done. I was like,
Did she lay it on the bed?
We were in the living room, but yeah.
and she was like, "I'm gonna lay on here and you pee on me," and you said no.
We didn't even talk about it that time.
What?
How did you turn the conversation at that point when you see her on a tarp?
Well, because she was like she laid it down and then she started kissing me and stuff, and all like, and then it just turned into like a dramatic movie. I was just like, I'm sorry. Like I
oh,
felt really.
You guys didn't even like progress.
Yeah, I said,
at all.
I said it mournfully and just, you know, with all sincerity, just like,
I can't do this.
I'm sorry. That's all I said. I was like.
And did she just get up and leave with her tarp?
She was very lovely about it. She was like, I understand.
Aww.
She was like,
so
she was
it's
like,
not her first.
It's not her first. Yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
And yeah, like, I think she understands. Like some people,
it's not her first rained out rodeo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, and I'm embarrassed enough that like, yeah, hell, I was going along with it for like a little bit, thinking like, okay.
Oh, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You just didn't want to do it, and you said no. So don't beat yourself up.
And I just said no. I was just like, no. Nah. And plus, yeah, nothing downstairs was working for me for this. It was just like,
it was too much for you. That's the other issue.
Yeah.
Is that like,
yeah.
Once it's in your head, how can you possibly? You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah,
too much.
So.
Too many things.
Like sometimes you just want missionary, right? Like
yeah.
I just want to
hold hands, man. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It also all sounds right, like she came in like porn hot, basically, where
she did.
Yeah.
She did, and like it made like I don't think I even went on a date for like a couple weeks after that, just because I was like, oh, okay, like
you got scared.
Like, yeah, it put some vines in my brain.
It put a damper on it, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. Just like, ah, I don't know. Like, what have I walked into? Like,
a rainstorm.
Yeah.
So. But having said that, she was actually really lovely about it.
Yeah.
Standing and like
that's
we sat.
So nice.
We sat and chatted for a minute, and then she said, "Well, I gotta go. Okay." Like,
okay. Well, she wasn't embarrassed. She knew what she wanted. Good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah. Good yeah, for her. So, I will like, say, I think she could. I think the fact that you were open to it, I think potentially you could have gone there. I think she just moved too fast with the whole thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
She needed to build the trust level first and then work your way up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, to open on like tarps.
Well, she probably saw some glimmer of curiosity, which there was. Uh-huh. Of like, yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, like, you guys maybe should have slept together first and then like taken it to the next level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was, yeah. So that was that. Moving on to, I think I got off the apps a little while there and then got back on this. Everything that happened now happened maybe 2 months ago.
Ooh.
I got back on the apps. I was like, okay, let's party. Let's get back on here. And during COVID, the apps had turned really toxic.
Oh.
So for dudes, the apps are horrible right now because, like, girls are just putting their Venmo account and their Amazon wish list.
What?
Like,
oh, my yeah. God.
Yeah, like, if it, you know, if it's a hot girl, she, hey, here's my Venmo. Like, okay, like, it's just, you know, it's purely transactional now. Like, you want some feet pics? Here's my Venmo. You know, want some blah, blah, blah.
I have to ask, I'm assuming, is it all women? I'm assuming, or it's just
a
certain type of woman is just being like, here, you know, I'm not going to talk to you unless you pay up or whatever.
I mean, like, okay, like. Even before, like, some, like, oh, you can tell this is, like, oh, this is, like, a screen grab out of somebody else's profile.
Oh.
You could, like, when you're a dude, you're just kind of navigating, like, okay, what's a pay site? If a girl asks you to go to her Instagram, that means that, okay, she just wants numbers on her Instagram.
Oh, wow.
If she's telling, if she's telling you to go to Snapchat, she might sell you a pic and then, you know.
Sell you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so naive to all of this.
On the guy.
It makes me sad.
On the guy side, it's really, I mean, I think that's why a lot of guys are, like, hostile, because they're like, oh, they're just trying to, you know, feed off your loneliness.
I can't even make comedy about that, because I just find it sad.
It's, that's why, it's kind of sad and dark, because, it's just like, hey, you're lonely, aren't you? I bet you're lonely. Here's a really pretty girl that wants to talk to you. Just go
get
to her
out
Snapchat.
Your debit card.
Do you have Venmo? Do you have a PayPal? Like, we can work this out.
Zelle. No one has Zelle, but do you have Zelle?
No one has Zelle. So,
anyway,
yeah,
okay,
think,
yeah. So you're back on.
It lends to an air of hostility on the male side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I sifted through that as best I could and actually met somebody that was like, oh, I even asked, wait, are you real? It was this pretty blonde lady from out in Cedar Park, mm-hmm. which is like a suburb out here. And I was like, hey, you know, and she looked like my type. She was all tatted up and like, you know, like, okay, just like, you know, big hair Texas woman. Like, I'm into it. All right. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. And we start chatting and it's like, she wants to chat for a long time, which I kind of get since, like I said, the it's very toxic out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we chat on and off for like a while and we're like mostly texting. And And we're texting for like a good week here before we haven't met or anything. And here's where it goes south. I ask her, and I think this is a legitimate question in 2020. I asked her if she ever dated a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she got extremely angry and homophobic. And like, she texted me back with all caps, rage, you know, how would you like it if I asked you, how would you feel if I asked you you ever sucked a dick? Like, whoa.
Wow. She got triggered.
She got triggered. And I just texted back and was like, no, I haven't, but I'm not offended by the question. Just like, because it's 2020, people do shit.
Yeah,
you know? And that was like a heavy strike against her. I was like, okay, maybe we shouldn't talk.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah, and we were actually at that point. We were actually setting up to go meet, and I was like, and then I just called it. I don't want to deal with like a really homophobic lady. If you're really, you know, that's not your bag. Like,
I can't imagine though that it's not. I mean, I can't imagine that this is not the first time someone's asked her that question.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So my theory is, and like, not to defend her actions in any way, but I think that girls tend to be asked, have you ever had a threesome?
Right.
And I think it, like, we've talked about this before with you, Ani, where guys have right immediately been like, yo, have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
I just have a feeling she was maybe triggered by your question. And again, not defending her response in any way, because she could have just been like, I don't want to talk about sex. Like, there were easier ways. But that's my guess.
Did the conversation at all go sexual?
I wouldn't have asked it. That wasn't our first conversation. That was after a week of talking.
Okay, so you guys were in the arena of talking about past.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I told her about my ex. I told her about my ex. Told her about my dogs. Told her about, you know, yeah. Yeah, we were chatting. Like, I thought it was a fairly legitimate question. I didn't ask her if she had a three-way. I asked her if she had ever dated.
Yeah.
Fair.
Which is different.
Yeah. Which is a little different.
I agree. And I think she was just triggered.
Yeah. Something. There's something there that, like, either she's, you know, already sensitive about that subject, or she is, as you say, just super homophobic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually people who are homophobic because they have an insecurity about themselves in some way, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why the behavior exists. I feel like either way, I'm assuming then you never went out with her in the end.
No.
Yeah.
No. Second time something similar happened. This one was fairly shorter because we started talking about like sex stuff right off. Mm-hmm. And I kind of changed my profile and took off all the polyamorous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
lesson learned.
Yeah. So like now is just more straight ahead. My thing was just more straight ahead. Uh-huh. Just like, face pic. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, face pic. Ask me. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and she asked me about my dating history, and I mentioned that I, I've dated married women, I've done the polyamorous thing, and again, she got very upset, and apparently this woman was religious. It turned nasty quick.
Did she try to convert you?
No, it turned into you like straight up, you're gonna burn in hell stuff.
Oh shit!
Wait,
that's her kink.
I gotta ask.
You're gonna burn in hell.
What app are you on?
I think that was
Christian Mingle.
I think that was the Facebook one.
Oh, that's Facebook dating. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the Facebook one. So, but I've had all of them. I've had Bumble, Tinder, OkCupid, and the Facebook one.
Yeah.
And so
go ahead.
Are you on at all anymore on any of these apps? Or are you kind of like, I need
to
break?
Done.
You're done forever.
I'm done. Yeah. I got rid of them all. So,
man.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easier or harder for a man on these stupid things. There's more landmines that are there to like take something away from you.
Right.
As far as
finance. Yeah.
There's more scams. There's more like, okay, like you have to like gain a sense of just like, okay, this might be fake, but at least maybe I can get a picture out of it. I mean, it's really just catered to deal with your insecurity and your loneliness. And like you said, it's just sad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like there's this whole dark underbelly of online dating, and it's really tough because how else are you supposed to meet people right now? Uh-huh. You know?
Like I said, I have like one or two people like I hang out with, and like, you know, it's casual, that kind of thing.
Okay,
so it's,
okay.
I'm not really dealing with loneliness as much as all that, but
okay,
you know,
that's definitely good.
Yeah,
but definitely like okay, yeah, yeah, I'm not
taking a break from the online part of dating world.
I really do think I'm done. Like, I don't
think so, like forever.
Unless there's like a major change or some like other site that like really
yeah.
like
yeah
really polices their junk so much, where it's like, okay, only they'll call it only real people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. That's, so, but, I don't blame you. That's,
yeah.
Yes. Pretty that, fucked up.
Yeah. So after that, it's like, yeah, it's, yeah. Like I said, it started out fine, and I had plenty of like, you know, fine, excellent dates, even if it wasn't like a love connection. It's like, okay, we, you know, we got along for you know, 2 hours when we hung out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever become friends with anyone that you went on a date with, like that you guys are friends now?
I always start off with friends. Actually, one of the last dates that I actually had was quite lovely.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, yeah, and it was very PG. Like we got, like, she was in town for just a minute, and we went down, and she wanted to go to Rainy Street, and when she got down there, like there was tons of white people hanging out without masks, and she was like, "Fuck this!" I'm like, "Thank you."
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, thank you. Yeah, thank God you don't want to hang out there. So we just went down by the lake and talked for 3 hours, and like, yeah, you know, I held her hand. You know, I invited her back to my place. I invited her back to my place. We came back here and we talked. We had a slight makeout, and it was, I really couldn't ask for a better date. Aww. And that was it. Aww. Like, yeah, I know dudes all just, you know, we're all just trying to get laid and stuff, but really, that was as lovely a date as I've ever had, and like I'll say that was super positive.
Oh,
as far as like, yeah, like yeah, just
wait. But did you meet that girl on a dating app, or how did you meet her?
That was one of the last dates before all that other shit happened.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And she was leaving town.
Yeah,
she left town. That
see,
night.
It was
left,
just like kind of a casual interaction.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was leaving town the next day, so she wasn't gonna like, you know, get emotionally attached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, though. I will say that, like, I think that definitely taking a break is a really good thing. I also think maybe call me judgmental for a second here, but I do think that anybody that opens with sexuality on their profile, I can see the likelihood of it being scam worthy or potential trouble, even emotional trouble, I would say, because if they feel like that's the only thing they have to offer, right? Mm-hmm. That you're at least running into at best the crazy train, right? At worst, that's trying to scam you out of money.
Well, the thing is that they could have been lying all along about everything. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
But so, I will say taking a break is a good thing. I have a feeling you'll probably be back, but maybe now having a better eye for like making sure that you're vetting as much as possible, you know, in the same respect that like I think guys have to deal with the horrible sort of money transaction profiles. It's I would say from the women's end, at least, that there we get the other spectrum, which is a lot of guys that just want to talk about sex and want to use you as like a phone sex machine. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So
no, because that's what let me compliment your all's podcast, because that's really what I learned from your all's podcast, because like it came along right as I was, you know, getting divorced and stuff like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right.
Like that month, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
you
know, shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm a fan. I remember Colby and shit. Like, yeah.
Oh, Colby.
Oh, I still love Colby.
I still love that cake.
Yeah.
And that's what I took from it. It's like, okay, don't be pushy. Mm-hmm. Don't.
Yeah.
No unsolicited dick pics. You know, don't, you know.
Well, also, it shows, like, we have a wealth of, I mean, I have a wealth of girlfriends on these apps that are amazing.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm. like, it should show that, like, there are normal, cool people out there. Like, uh-huh. Ani is the biggest example of that, of, like, someone uh-huh. awesome and on this app. And, like, I got a ton of girlfriends that are on these apps that are, like,
oh, no.
you know.
But it is a lot of waiting like, Ani lived in shit. You know, yeah. It's a lot of wading through shit because it is the
rules.
What
were you going to say about if Ani? What were you going to say about if Ani?
Oh, if I lived in the same town as Ani, I would have asked her out already.
What?
Well,
yeah.
Well, maybe she'll move back to Austin. It's not out of the question. She's talked about it.
She's
threatened me.
Yeah.
I hope you're okay with pee. Just kidding. I'm so kidding.
Yeah, that's the first thing I put on there.
I'm so kidding. I promise.
I just show up holding like a gallon of like, you know, a gallon of water. Just like, hey, how's it going?
Let's get this party
that
started.
Your wedding where the signature cocktail is like something yellow.
I've,
and it's like
me and Annie weren't Me and Annie weren't particular friends, but I've known her for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so like,
when we can travel, we'll come to Austin and go out.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, I know about the show, so like, I don't know if I want to be like, you know, critiqued on the show.
I think the fact that you know the show, we would not talk about it.
We wouldn't. Yeah. And honestly, this is a question we get quite often from a lot of friends of ours. It's like, when Ani finally meets like the one, like, how are we going to handle that? You know, because like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an issue because we're going to talk about it, and then he's going to find out.
Oh, like, yeah.
So it's something we got to figure out, you know?
Yeah.
But, right now I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
if it keeps going, you get married, and all of a sudden it's just like you bitching about not doing the dishes or something.
I tell you something. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So first of all, I do. Secondly, I have a little something to tell you. I have a little project that I've been working on.
I've been shit talking on a podcast for like 6 months now.
Listen, I think I came to the realization that, like, much like any stand-up comedian, you know, it's content, and I think my problem is going to be, at what point do I have to tell them, right? Where it becomes like, oh shit, I really gotta, like, you know, let them know, because they should know. But I think for that reason, Katie and I have been really diligent about not using anybody's names, really just being as...
And just being generally positive, like, even with mask kisses, like, we made fun of him for bringing that fucking cat and, like, for mask kisses, but, like, overall, we were, like, pretty kind, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm delusional.
If I can bring up the one show that bothered me, I don't know if you want to put this little bit on air.
Oh, do
the
it,
one
yeah.
show that bothered the one show that bothered me was the Cyrano guy.
Why?
Because I thought, why were you being positive with that guy? That was horrible what he did.
because it was early 2000s.
Okay, like, the times were different then. Times were different.
I know. You're right. Like, I know.
Oh, Lewis.
Because, like, so what you're saying is, like, so yeah, if you lie to a woman to get her to sleep with somebody else,
But
it was 2004.
Also Craigslist, right?
Craigslist.
Yeah, also Craigslist.
Actually, that was Match.com, right?
No, that was, remember. Oh, I thought that was Craigslist. Oh, he found him on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And then it was through Match.com. Yeah. But really, the problem was really Match.com. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the only show I was kind of like, why are you endorsing this? This is like awful.
We're a little too nice sometimes. My friends are like, I want you to be my lawyer. Because this you're is, like...
Yeah, it's borderline jail stuff. Like, what
the fuck? As long as we're just borderline, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah,
I'm cool. I'm down to clown with borderline. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. it's definitely, yeah. But like I said, I'm a fan of the show, and like this definitely has helped me like kind of navigate this and just kind of like, okay, to get like a woman's perspective. And it's like, I get it, as far as like, at least I try to get it as much as I can.
You'll
never fully know, you know what I mean? And by the way, every single person is different. There could be somebody that really wants to open on sex, and it could also be the exact same person. You just happen to catch them at a different point in their life, right? Like, there are moments in your life where you...
Sex hasn't been the problem.
Yeah.
No.
As far as like actual stuff like I've done since my divorce, it's not like I've been sitting around here, you know, reading Infinite Jest and I've gone on the adventure. Don't worry about that.
We're not worried.
It doesn't seem like you're lacking in that department.
But
I will say, I think the break is a good thing, but I don't want you to lose faith. I feel like there's still like, you know, there's a lot of people out
you're
there.
Yeah, you're tattooed queen. I don't want to say,
this will sound totally like, self-deprecating as far as like, because I was in love for so many years, like, I really don't think that's going to happen again.
Really?
Not like that. Not like that.
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm an eternal optimist.
Yeah.
I mean, I met her when I was 24, 25. Yes, when I was 24.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm 44. Like, yeah. Like,
so what?
I really don't think it's going to happen again.
I disagree.
Not like that. I mean,
I disagree. Yeah. I think you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll if I get married, it'll be a complete, you know, like financial transaction. You know,
well, just, marriage, you know, like, that's a totally different topic. But I just feel like you never know what's in store for you. So
yeah, that's I mean that's a whole different thing. So
yeah, but like it doesn't have to be marriage. You know, just be
But like I'm not looking for marriage for sure.
Yeah, which is puts you in a great position because you're just living your life.
I'm having fun, but it's definitely like, okay. But like every story I told you, okay, there is a dark side to this, and it gets fucking dark, man. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, we know. We talk about like the realities of this, and like it's funny to laugh at, but then you lay in bed at night and you're like, fuck. You know, like someone wanted to legit piss on me. Like it's weird.
Uh-huh. Well, I wanted to piss. She wanted me to piss.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
come on. Eventually, eventually that table was going to turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Eventually, let's say you got to pissing on her. At some point, she's going to ask you to do the same, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that. I really am. So. To me, who's like, I'm such a neat freak, that sounds so messy. Like,
but that's why she had a tarp.
Clean up.
She had a tarp.
There's so much cleanup, though, you know? Like, I'm a mom. I know shit gets, like, real messy around here. Yeah. But, like, imagine having to clean up pee from a tarp after you have sex. Like, come on. It's so much work. Like, god damn. I don't know. So maybe I'm lazy in bed.
Well, if I'm married to her in the next 5 months or something, I'll let you know.
Oh, man. Please you gotta, do. We gotta be invited to that wedding.
Because I need to know what comes after P. I need to know what the next level is.
Thank you so much for fucking joining us. This is by far one of the most fascinating interviews I've had in a while.
I love hearing your perspective.
Thank you for having me. Like I said, big fan.
Being such a fan, we appreciate it.
And seriously,
well, good luck out there.
Keep us up to date if you decide to jump back into the apps and you run into some more crazy ass fucking bitches. We'd love to continue to hear more about it. I love it. It makes me feel
also any single ladies much better. Any single ladies in the Austin area, feel free to reach out to us and we'll make a little love connection. I am here for that.
I love
it. Thank you guys.
Thank you. So she wanted to pee on him. I can't get over this.
I believe the words were she was a human fountain.
I just picture her at Home Depot buying a tarp. And she's got like.
And like measuring it out. Like, well, what's the average?
Well, this. And will do this I want fit it like, in my handbag?
Is it. Is that. Should I get a canvas one or like a plastic?
I get the black one, the blue one?
Is this machine washable, you think? I love it.
I love it too. I love him. And. He likes you.
Shut up.
He totally likes you.
I
love how you tried to gloss over it.
I did because I get so like anytime anything nice is happening to me, my immediate reaction is run away. Like change the subject. Like I can't handle it. Right. I can't handle good things happening. And so, yes, I try to like breeze over it. You know what I mean?
Oh, and you fucking bulldozed over that. And I was like, no.
Back up. Where are you going?
Say what you said. You come back. Say it out loud. Say it loud. Remember that song from the 80s?
No.
Say it. No?
No, I don't know that one at all.
Oh, I'm going to find it and I'm going to play it right here.
That is a good song. I dig it back. I like it.
Okay, so I looked him up, and he's hot. It's not what I pictured at all. But
he's
like,
definitely, like, I would say my type for sure. Which is that sort of, it's the Austin musician type. I don't know why I left Austin. It doesn't make any sense.
I got a little bit of a Sons of Anarchy vibe. I don't know.
Totally.
That's just from like one profile pic.
A little touch of like, I don't know, maybe I'm watching way too much Ink Master, but like Dave Navarro from Ink Master.
I fully see it. Yeah, fully see it. Minus the like, I don't know, coffins and the...
Yeah,
weird
and
ass.
That weird, yeah, where he's like wearing the little, what do you call that?
Leather vest.
Planchette.
And no shirt.
Yeah, the planchette from his Ouija board as a necklace piece. Yeah, like enough of that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Dave. Get out of it.
Yeah. Did you ever, by chance, see the episode where Dave was like hanging from hooks? And you could tell that he was like, this is going to be awesome. And then it was just Dave Navarro on a hook. And he was so uncomfortable. And then some guy finally came out and grabbed him by the feet and like shoved him so he could be swinging. But like no one had a plan. You know what I mean? It's wonderful. I highly recommend
it. And like it's Dave Navarro, like Jane's Addiction, one of the greatest bands of all time. Like you've got that in your portfolio, dude. Like,
and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Like why lean into this Criss Angel motherfucker? I don't know. I It's weird.
I know.
Anyway.
I know.
So.
But he's not that part of that. He's not the Criss Angel side of things.
You're right. Okay. So since our interview, have you guys communicated? Oh, and hi.
Oh my God. This feels like too three-dimensional. Yes, we've been texting. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to like, you know, this feels too insider now at this point.
All right.
You know?
All right.
But leave it texting. Guys, he's very fucking cool. That's all I'm going to say. Because to be honest, that's all honestly that it's been. So, you know, I'm going to like, you know, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, that's fair.
You're making me blush, Katie, and I can't handle
it. This podcast is about you. We don't talk about me.
I know.
My life's boring.
I know.
But, okay, well. More to come on that or not. Everyone, if the podcast just stops, you'll know that Bonnie are happily together.
I gotta tell you, if there is ever a moment that I have blushed more, I can't think of it than I did on that when we were in that interview. I think you can almost hear the moment. You know what I mean? I think you can hear it if you go back and listen to the tape again. Bring the tape out. You know what I mean?
I think
you can almost hear the moment where the blood just rushes to my face in a way that only a vampire would appreciate, you know?
Oh, definitely. You just need that blood rushing somewhere else. Am I right?
Oh, my God, Katie.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm getting you a tarp.
I know. Please get me a tarp.
So many tarps. Oh, man.
Well, at least you know that he doesn't want you to pee on him.
That's true.
Like, that's a start.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. I don't mind that quality in someone. Oh, you're not into peeing. That's a positive.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like this on you, and I think anytime someone gives you a compliment, it should show you how fucking awesome you are, and that is my TED Talk. Thank you for coming.
Aww.
So,
You're the best.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens, even if this is just a fun rendezvous. You know, I'm cool with that, too.
It's actually pronounced rendezvous.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's French. You wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it at all. All right. Well, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you for coming on and making Ani blush, because that made me really happy. So that is this week's episode of Not Okay Cupid. We are available on Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Alexa, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. So thanks everyone for listening.
Tell a friend.
And we tell a friend, pass it on.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a rendezvous.
Yes.
Okay.
A good rendezvous.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye, until y'all.
Next time. Bye. Why are we saying y'all?
I don't know. We're suddenly from Austin.
Okay. We are. Okay. Bye.
Bye.